Listening Library presents A Faraway Island by Annika Thor. Read for you by Amy Rubinate. Chapter 1. The train slows to a halt. A voice over a loudspeaker shouts in an unknown language. Steffi presses her nose to the window. Through the steam from the locomotive, she sees a sign, and farther down, a brick building with a glass roof.
Are we there, Steffi? Nellie asks anxiously. Is this where we get off?
I'm not sure, Steffi answers, but I think so. She stands up on the seat to reach the luggage rack, lifting Nellie's suitcase down first, then her own. Their school knapsacks are on the floor at their feet. They must be sure not to leave anything on the train. This is all they were allowed to bring with them, and it is very little indeed. A lady in a summer suit and hat appears in the doorway of their compartment. She addresses them in German.
Hurry, hurry, she says. This is Göteborg, our destination.
The lady moves along to the next compartment without waiting for an answer. Steffi pulls on her own knapsack, then helps her sister.
Take your suitcase, she says.
It's so heavy, Nellie complains, lifting it anyway.
Hand in hand, they walk out into the train corridor. There are already a number of children gathered, all eager to disembark. Soon the station platform is crowded with children and luggage. Behind them, the train pulls away, thudding and squealing. Some of the smaller children are crying. One little boy is calling for his mama.
Your mama's not here, Steffi tells him. She can't come to you. But you'll be getting a new mother here. One who's